Chapter 2. Rulebot. A robot was standing in front of Jake. The front of its head was a screen on which was displayed a very grumpy face. A flashing blue police siren sat on its head. Before Jake could move, a sticker popped out of a slot in the robot's tummy. The robot shot a metal arm out, grabbed the sticker, and slapped it on Jake's forehead.
"A sad face!" exclaimed Carl.
"What?" Jake peeled the sticker off. It was, indeed, one of Mrs. Blunt's sad face stickers. Sad face stickers were given to pupils who broke the school rules. If you got 3 sad faces, you had to work on Mrs. Blunt's rockery, shifting humongously heavy rocks.
"Violation of Rule 63. No shouting!"
the robot barked, sounding suspiciously like an electronic Mrs. Blunt.
"It must be 5A's project," Nora cried. "They got it working."
Woodstock groaned.
"So that's what the old dragon's been hiding.
Hey!"
The robot had planted a sticker on his chest.
"Violation of Rule 27. Never call the head teacher an old dragon," the robot rasped.
Barnaby snorted and got a sticker for violation of Rule 41, no snorting. Mr. Hyde scratched his head.
"Well, it's very impressive, if a tad over-enthusiastic," he said. "I'd never have thought Class 5A would be so good at robotics. Listen up, guys, I'm going to grab a coffee. I'll be back in a jiffy."
He strode off.
"Newt! I thought I saw you go past," came a loud nasal voice.
Nora ducked, but too late. The frizzy-haired boy from the Ant Antics stand was peering round the nose.
"My name is Nora," Nora growled. "Oh, yes. Sorry, I never remember first names."
Isaac squinted at the nose through his thick glasses.
"So, what exactly is this?"
"It's a nose," Nora said darkly.
"Ah."
Isaac walked round the nose. He pointed to the lever.
"What's that?"
"That is what is known as a lever."
"I know, but what does it do?"
Nora put a bucket under the nostrils.
"Pull it."
Achoo!
2 waterfalls of lurid purple snot exploded out of the nostrils into the bucket. Isaac dipped his finger in.
"Purple, I hypothesize, potassium permanganate?"
Nora looked smug.
"Wrong, it's sugar, flour and water. And purple food dye."
"I hate to say this, Newt, snot is green, not purple. All to do with the neutrophils. What happens is..."
Nora crossed her arms.
"You don't have to explain, Isaac. I know everything about noses. As for the colour, well, Woodstock was in charge of the snot, and he wanted purple."
"It's more artistic," Woodstock mumbled, looking guiltily at Nora. Isaac was bending down to peer up a nostril when Alexis hissed,
"Look out! Here comes trouble!"
"Now that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen!"
Jake groaned. Amelia Trotter Hogg, most annoying person in the universe, was standing smirking at him. Behind her hovered her 2 only slightly less annoying friends.
"What is that thing?"
Amelia asked.
"Wait. I know. It's a load of rubbish."
This was obviously the funniest joke ever, judging by the screeches of laughter from Amelia's friends. Amelia looked at Barnaby's sad face sticker and sniggered.
"I see Rulebot got you already, McCrum."
Barnaby pulled the sticker off crossly.
"Rulebot? Is that its name? Pain in the bot, more like."
Amelia shrugged.
"Say what you want. Weird."